Susanna thought to tell them about the vision she'd had as Mia was beginning her final journey from the Plaza Park Hotel to the Dixie Pig. In this vision, she'd been jugged in a jail cell in Oxford, Mississippi, and there had been voices coming from a TV somewhere, Chet Huntley, Walter Cronkite, Frank McGee, newscasters chanting the names of the dead. Some of those names, like President Kennedy and the Diem brothers, she'd known. Others, like Christy McAuliffe, she had not. But one of the names had been Stephen King's. She was quite sure of it. Chet Huntley's partner, "Good night, Chet. Good night, David," saying that Stephen King had been struck and killed by a Dodge minivan while walking near his house. King had been 52, according to Brinkley. Had Susanna told them that, a great many things might have happened differently or not at all. She was opening her mouth to add it into the conversation. A falling chip on a hillside strikes a stone, which strikes a larger stone, which then strikes two others and starts a landslide, when there was the clunk of an opening door and the clack of approaching footsteps. They all turned, Jake reaching for Ariza, the others for their guns. "Relax, fellas," Susanna murmured. "It's all right. I know this guy." And then, to DNK45932, domestic, she said, "I didn't expect to see you again so soon. In fact, I didn't expect to see you at all. What's up, Nigel, old buddy?" So this time, something which might have been spoken was not. And the deus ex machina, which might have descended to rescue a writer who had a date with a Dodge minivan on a late spring day in the year of 99, remained where it was, high above the mortals who acted their parts below. 3. The nice thing about robots, in Susanna's opinion, was that most of them didn't hold grudges.